and you are listening to the Texas Standard. If you live in rural Texas or less well-off communities in the Lone Star State, you may have already noticed a whole lot more dollar stores. No, you're not dreaming. Since 2011, their numbers are up nationwide from about 20,000 to 30,000. Indeed, a new report says there are more dollar stores than Walmart's or McDonald's combined. Any guesses as to who's really feeding poor in rural America? Marie Donahue is a researcher with the National Nonprofit Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Ms. Donahue, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
I suppose this could be interpreted as something of a success story for dollar stores. What is your concern here?
Sure. We did this research because we were hearing from communities across the country about the growth of dollar stores, which are these small box discount retailers, Dollar General, Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, moving into communities, building these stores really rapidly. And those communities were concerned about the impacts they would have on local businesses, on their access to fresh and healthy local food options. And so we were starting to document the growth of these stores and hearing these perspectives of some of the negative impacts they were having on communities.
You know what this is reminding me of is I remember when Walmart was in a major expansion phase, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 years ago, and people were really concerned about how Walmart might change the dynamics in some small towns and in less well-off neighborhoods. Are we talking about basically the same thing, only it's not Walmart, it's the dollar store?
It's a similar phenomenon, yes. So we see these dollar stores having several different types of impacts. They're moving into communities, and with that, they aren't necessarily providing the same types of fresh and healthy food. And so the impacts on the food system is one that we've heard and documented in our research. And then we also see them having impacts and threatening independent retailers and local grocers. So they move into small towns, in some cases with an independent grocer still in operation that managed to be resilient in the face of Walmart and some of these other forces. Great Recession, for example, dollar stores are moving in. The independent grocers in some of these towns were seeing a drop of 30% of their sales, and that mainstream business isn't able to compete with this large chain moving in with lots of resources. And so we see impacts on local retailers, and we also see impacts on the workers of towns, employees of dollar stores. There are fewer jobs available at these stores. They operate a lean model. So we have some concerns around the treatment and types of jobs that they have as well.
So give us a comparison, local grocer versus dollar store. How do they stack up against each other?
So in terms of jobs, which is where we did that comparison in our research, we're seeing that Dollar General, for example, has a 9-person staff. They're operating a very bare-bones store, whereas a small independent grocer, the main street stores that are really the backbone of communities, employ an average of 14 people. And so it's about a third fewer jobs in dollar stores. And that really would have then impacts on the future and building local economic power.
It appears Texas has the most stores of any state, but now some communities are starting to push back against them. There's an example in Texas, perhaps?
Correct. Mesquite, Texas, a community outside of the Dallas or in the Dallas metro region, was inspired by a similar story that we write about at length in our research in Tulsa, that both of these communities provided some policies in place, an ordinance that would limit the distribution of stores. So a new store wouldn't be able to move into town within a certain limit around existing stores to help, again, stop and slow the increase of these stores and communities.
You know, I've been out to West Texas, though, where there might not be anything but a convenience store or a gas station for miles and miles and miles. And the dollar store has been sort of regarded as a kind of saving grace out there, a dollar store coming in. I mean, what do you say to someone living out in rural Texas who don't have any other place to shop in this talk of food deserts? You know, I mean, it sounds like something that's an urban concern, but not so much a rural one.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic in that we see these dollar stores affecting both urban communities and also then more rural areas. And I think it's interesting to be able to connect communities that are taking action across those different frames that aren't necessarily speaking with one another. But we have seen and have heard from communities in both of those contexts that are finding these stores problematic in the longer run. I think We certainly acknowledge that they are appealing places to shop for communities and people that don't have other options, but I think we're trying to think about ways to build stronger local economic power for communities. And to do that, we really think that communities can take charge of their own future in ways that these chain stores aren't able to do.
Marie Donahue studies the effects of dollar stores in communities. She's with the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Ms. Donahue, thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us on the Texas Standard. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.